Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance.
Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. I am Sister Khalida Akbar, hosting our Ramadan sessions for this holy month of Ramadan on American Muslim 360. Today we have a phenomenal speaker and also one of our hosts, Imam Abdulaziz. He will be giving us his Ramadan session shortly. I'm going to read his bio and then he is going to take it from there, inshallah. Ramadan Mubarak. Imam Abdulaziz is a distinguished lecturer. He is on the CWSC board, elected imam for the National Leadership Advisory Council, and ambassador director. He's a former Arabic instructor to Sister Claire Muhammad, Elijah Muhammad Junior High School at Brooklyn's Masjid Abdul Musi. He is a vice president of the Westchester Coalition Against Islamophobia. He's an associate imam of Interfaith Associates, president and founder of Ashifa Incorporated, and chaplain of Halal Certification Inspector, trainer for New York City. He is currently the imam of Masjid al-Adam in Bronx, New York. He is also the Department of Agriculture and a Bachelor of Arts student in Islamic Studies and also Counseling Islamic Online University. And many of this was previously, but he has accomplished these things. He formerly served as Dawah and Education Director for Masjid Yusuf Shah in New York City. He accepted al-Islam in 1981 and began listening to Imam Dr. Warfi Muhammad Rahim Allah Alayh's encouraging words to fulfill his desire for a comprehensive religious education. He applied to Islamic schools. Alhamdulillah, but was turned away because of personal obligations. But this did not stop him. He studied from the same curriculum books and was rewarded greatly for his efforts. Between 1993 through 2008, Imam Abdulaziz taught Arabic Sirah and Tajweed, Quranic vocabulary, Tafsir, Hadith, anthology, and Fiqh at Masjid Abdullah in Massachusetts under Imam Al-Amin Muhammad. During that period, he cultivated an appreciation for Imam Warfi Muhammad Rahim Al-Alay's insights and opened the door to Ijtihad for Aziz. With encouragement from Imam Ibrahim, Imam Abdulaziz began drawing critical links between Imam Muhammad's commentary and the classical Islamic sciences. Imam Abdulaziz is a frequent guest khatib and speaker at churches and other organizations on alternatives to violence. Some of the topics include alternatives to violence and Islamic ethics. He is a writer, a contributor to the Muslim Journal. He is a host here on American Muslim 360. His program airs on Monday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Maya Ala Kuli Hal, which translates togetherness under all circumstances and supports many causes, including Mosque Cares and IWDM publications. He is an advocate for both senior and youth causes. MashaAllah, at this time, he is also he is a clinical pastoral care and ethics violence counselor. Let's welcome Imam Abdulaziz. Assalamu alaikum, Imam Abdulaziz, and welcome to Ramadan Session on American Muslim 360.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can you hear me well?
We can hear you well. We can hear you well. Is there anything that you want to clarify on that res bio or just give us some more information?
That bio is just an old bio.
Yes.
And I don't think we really need to go over it and pick it apart. I think we're going to spend this time, inshallah, making an effort to give you the Ramadan session, inshallah, ta'ala. And so I just want to open and pray Allah blesses us to get the most out of this that we have together. And that we say, I mean. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi wa bihi nasta'in. Salatullahi wa salamuhu wa rahmatuhu wa barakatuhu. Tasabtil khalqi sayyidina Muhammad. وعلى أهله تاهرين وعلى أصحابه أجمعين ورحمة الله ومغفرته على تابعين وتابعين بإكسان يوم الدين وألم ولا إنا مرتدين والسلام علينا وعلى عباده الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له أشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها لعلكم تتقون السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And so we begin by seeking refuge in Allah and from the time it occurs to me, begin in the name of Allah, the merciful and the fact that the merciful Redeemer, we pray and we seek today and humbly ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to establish his prayers, peace, mercy, and blessings upon his noble messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we humbly ask Allah to establish the same prayers, the same peace, the same mercy and blessings upon all of his family members who follow him to purification. And we humbly ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to establish the same prayer, peace, mercy, and blessings upon all of his illustrious companions together. We ask the forgiveness of Allah's mercy to the day of judgment. And humbly ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to establish his peace as well as his mercy upon Imam Dakhur al-Din Muhammad, as we ask Allah to establish the peace amongst ourselves, the righteous servants of Allah, no matter where we may be, no matter where we may be from, and to all of that we shall mean. I only bear witness that there is none worthy of worship or praise except Allah, who is unique without any associate whatsoever, and there was Muhammad, servant and messenger. Allah calls our kitchen in the Quran, and he declares, but fasting is described the same way it was prescribed for those who came before you, so that you may develop God consciousness, so that you may develop strength, so that you may attain taqwa. Dear brothers and sisters, we want to welcome you as our distinguished host mentioned to us that this is a Ramadan session for AM 360, and it is quite important for me to let AM360 know that we are honored to be among you today. We are honored to be your guests, and it gives us to get the most out of this little bit of time. When we talk in terms of the Ramadan session, we talk in terms of a special treat that Imam Muhammad will give us as a community for 5 years. The Ramadan session was just for the Imams. And then in 2003 or so, he opened it up for everybody. We look at these Ramadan sessions and we look at a historical, in our narrative, according to our narrative, no other community did Ramadan sessions. When we began Ramadan, we actually began the first year that the Imam came in office. The Imam, on September 9th, declared that we were going to fast Ramadan with the International Brotherhood of Muslims. He did this after coming into office on February 26, 1975. On September 9th, 1975, he informed us that we would be fasting, and he did it like a month before. An article in our newspaper at the time. And so, historically, we've been fasting 49 years as a community. 49 years. We've fasted 49 years. The 50th anniversary of our fast will be next year, inshallah, with the 50th year anniversary of our community, the leadership of Imam Muhammad, 50 years of that leadership. And at this time, dear brothers and sisters, I have to mention this before we continue. I'd like to see all cares. I'd like to see the sisters that are in the DA in Detroit. I'd like to see brothers and sisters who have established themselves in all of the other areas in our community. You know, the NMBC. We'd like to see the people from Mali. We'd like to see the people of these different entities popped up under the leadership of Imam Muhammad come together on the 50th anniversary. Everybody, not just one or two groups, but every single person declares the leadership of Imam Muhammad. We should all be on deck. All hands should be on deck, and we should all agree on a place for this celebration as a means to show that the community of Imam Dr. Muhammad is not dead and that we're still alive. And that's inshallah ta'ala for those listening. You pass the word that's what we want to do. We want to do that. We want to have AM360 and all of the other entities in our community that make up the community of Imam Muhammad, that make up what came from 1975, what came from the Nation of Islam, that mix that up. And look from whence we came. It's our narrative. The other can tell us what our narrative is. Only we that narrative. It's important, dear brothers. It's important that we take it. It's important And so we mentioned that because I didn't mention that. I didn't want to forget that. I wanted to mention that today during this Ramadan session. I could have mentioned it in the clip on Friday, but I needed to mention it during the Ramadan session. And that the ones who consider the 50th community under the leadership of Imam Muhammad. As we go back to what Imam said to us when he first came in, man, words make people. Look at the teachings of Imam Dr. Khosadim Muhammad. We find that we have a little bit of literary symbolisms there. We have a whole lot of empowerment teaching. We have this piece that he does from the life of Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then we have, in the midst of that, him teaching us from the sources of religion, exactly where the source that you can go back and look for yourself and see that this is an established basis of his contention. The foundation and root of our mission came as a result of us being the people who disenfranchised. So we were in the social reform, but the social reform was only there as a to get us back to our original nature, which is Muslim. Our original faith was Islam. As you know, prior to us coming here in the Middle Passage, many of our brothers and sisters, our ancestors, people who are our great-great-great-grandparents were Muslims. They came from the house of the Shunna, the Shunna. Many of these tribes were Muslims. And tribes that were Muslims, they were kidnapped and brought over here. And from that time, they had spent countless days, hours, months, and years watering down the original faith that we had. And only a few remained until we hear the story about Abdul Rahman, in North Carolina, where you have the Omar Ibn Said Masjid that was built from ground up. Our husband David K. Hassan and a few other people that were assisting in doing so. Historically, and we don't have to claim, it's a known fact that our ancestors that came here, none of them came here as Christians. And so Imam Muhammad, Allah please him, the sense maker, came to talk to us and talk to us with a sober mind. And this sober mind that was able to get us to understand the religion. That was the purpose. The purpose was just to understand the religion the same way those who got it before understood. The same way Abu Bakr understood. The same way understood.
All right, we are back, inshallah. I believe we had lost audio for a minute, so let's give Imam Abdulaziz a moment to call back in, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to AM 360. Join your host, Munira Habil, every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we explore relationship topics addressing what we didn't know, what we've learned, and what we need to know and why. Because on this show, it's all about courtship and marriage.
Okay, ma'am, Abdulaziz, please resume. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum. Your mic is open. 646-353.
Can you
Your
hear
mic
me?
Is open. Yes, can you, we can hear you now.
Okay.
I can hear you now.
Can you hear me?
Hear yes, me? I can hear you now. We can hear you now, okay. Yes.
Okay. I'm in the museum. I'm sitting in the museum right now. And so,
okay.
And so I've got a question. And it's just I just want to make sure you guys can hear me. Right? And I'm sorry about any confusion, but it seems like this is a nice quiet spot. So when you look at
go
the
ahead.
Life, when you look at the life of Bilal ibn Rabah, may Allah be pleased with him, you'll find that his life was more than just what they claim about him. In fact, he was someone who the community leaned on heavily. Okay, not only from his conversion, but no sooner than he converted into Islam, the community. His amidst all the challenges that we have only room enough to go against ourselves. And this was the challenge that the Prophet Islam and the companions were to meet. And although they were under those other challenges, they still had But Imam Muhammad was wise enough to give us him as an example, and he even said to us, the companions, I mean, you're looking for the Muslim identity, look at the companions. And so when I heard that statement from him, I realized that I had to look for a companion that I can relate to, and Bilal was the first one, okay, without question, was the one I could relate to. And I related to him, so I understood his identity, so that would help me understand Muslim identity in my day and time, in 2024, as an African-American Muslim who didn't grow up in a madrasa, an African-American Muslim who didn't have a sheikh or a masjid across the street from his house, who didn't get it down in the comma in his ear, an African-American Muslim whose sheikh is from Detroit. And so we look at this idea being presented, and we look at some wonderful things that we were left with as a means to help us understand, properly practice, and maintain the religion of Islam without having to go to somebody else and ask them, without having to lean on them, without having to be able to just tell me anything. Islam was there to open our eyes, to open our eyes to so many things. And so for me, as an individual, at this age, I found out, and the message was an attractive message. You, brothers and sisters, a lot of the message was attraction. We needed to. We should have been looking at where he walked and the places in which he walked into. And we should have been spending time and effort just looking at that part of his way. And so that we can better understand how to handle life when he was no longer with us. But he's with us still, brothers and sisters, in spirit. He said it himself, that when he's no longer here, he'd be living within us. And it was important for us to take everything that we learned and use it to the best of our ability. We're not saying you need to know everything he said. We're not saying you need to know everything about what he did. We're saying that you need to know something in order to put it into practice. May Allah help us to that, we say, I mean. I wanted to stop for a second for the host and find out are we good on time.
Yes, we are good on time. We just need you to stay right where you're at because you're coming through strong right now. You got 30 more minutes.
Okay, alhamdulillah, thank you so much. And so as I'm sitting here and I'm looking at the people, it reminds me of the condition of a society. We're here at a museum, and the museum is surrounded by intellectuals, people who have given thought, you know, and not a black man in sight. I'm probably the only African-American here, and everybody else is European.
Okay, so you want out again, Imam Abdulaziz?
Can you hear me?
Right now we
can. Can you hear me? Okay, can you hear me? Please, let me know that you can
yes,
or you cannot.
Yes, we can hear you.
Because I don't want you to go out and then I didn't know I was out. All right, thank you. Am I?
You're good if you can stay right there. That's fine. If you go out again, we're going to go ahead and play a PSA because we can't hear you right now. And then I'll text you. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to AM360. Join your host, Munira Habil, every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we explore.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Nirmat Shaheed, restorative justice practitioner for the Oakland Unified School District and host on AM360's The Pearls of Women Quranic Mondays. We're asking you to help us make a difference in the life of a student. We need you to spread the word that CWSC is offering 5 college scholarships in the form of direct financial aid to students who qualify and are graduating from high school this year or current college students. Learn more and apply online today at cwsc.us. But hurry, the deadline for applications is June the 20th. Thank you for helping secure our next generation's intelligentsia. Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. I'm hoping that you all can hear me. We went out again, so I want to apologize to all of you, but I need to find out if you can hear me now.
Yes, we can hear you now. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so we are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be among you, as I mentioned earlier. And so we decided to just couple of small things help us in our efforts to fast the month of Ramadan, inshallah. And so as we know, fasting Ramadan is the month in which the Quran was revealed.
Imam Abdulaziz, assalamu alaikum. We cannot hear you. I'm going to play another PSA and then you can...
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to AM360. Join your host, Manira Habil, every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we explore relationship topics addressing what we didn't know, what we've learned, and what we need to know and why. Because on this show, it's all about courtship and marriage.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Dabrita Hadi, Director of the MCNRD Model Community National Resource Directory, reminding volunteers of our upcoming MCNRD Social Connect Conference every last Sunday of the month, 1 o'clock p.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to your participation, so please check your email for conference call information. Thank you so kindly. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome back to Ramadan Session. We are going to reschedule this Ramadan Session with Imam Abdulaziz since he is in a facility where we cannot hear him. I believe he's coming back into the queue. He was trying to find a solid space, but that's just
Hello.
Not working for us. Yes, assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum, Imam Abdulaziz.
Okay, can you hear me now?
We can hear
you
now. Yes, we can hear
you
now.
Could you let me finish, please? I want to try to finish. That's what I want to just try to finish off with the little time that we do have. I apologize to those who called in, but if you can hear me now.
Alhamdulillah.
Hello?
So can I can
we,
hear
can
you
we
now.
Can
I would advise it. I would advise that we reschedule because it's really hard to connect.
I cannot reschedule. I can't reschedule.
Okay, alhamdulillah.
My schedule is a little different. But if you can hear me now, then you might as well just let me go and finish.
Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. All right. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we will, inshallah, reschedule with the Ramadan session. May you enjoy the rest of your Ramadan and have a wonderful iftar. We're going to close out with a dua. Oh, Allah, I cannot manage this life without you. Please make of my life what you want it to be, what you prefer it to be. Do not allow me to act on my own, but to act only in accordance to your will. We hear and we obey. Please forgive us. We're asking your forgiveness. May Allah bless us. Ameen. Thank you so much, Imam Abdulaziz. I know you're multitasking. We appreciate your efforts. Assalamu alaikum.